Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining. Listen, we are here to add value to leaders, and we believe that leadership is influence. All of us have influence, and all of us are leading one way or another. If you're interested in learning more about the blogs that Perry writes for us to go along with these podcasts, maybe if you're interested in learning a little bit more about our one-on-one coaching or some training and consulting with your organization, don't hesitate to go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. There we have a form. Fill out that form. Let us know what your needs are, and we'll be in touch with you. One of our team will reach out. So thank you again for joining us. Today, we're going to talk about, and those that follow us know that Perry comes up with the content and the titles, and I love them, right, as he's laughing. But I'm really excited about today. And today's topic is From Pop Warner to the Pros, Talent is Never Enough.
And let me just jump in here and save you the introduction, because this one's going to be a little personal, and I want to let him know, telling you right to your face, this is not an intervention. This is not something, you know, but this is going to be a bit more personal for Chris than a normal podcast would be. But as some of our listeners may know, Chris's son, Rylan, plays for the now national championship University of Georgia Bulldogs.
And see what he's wearing today.
Yeah, go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
But some time ago, Chris and I were talking as Rylan made his way, recruited heavily to be at the University of Georgia. I just found it interesting, having played myself at a lower level, Chris played at the highest levels, and we got to talking about, as you go from, let's say, Pop Warner, which is a junior league for football in the United States, if you're not familiar with that, to a junior high school team, to a high school team, to be recruited to a college team, to hopefully be recruited to a professional team, every level talent increases, but at certain levels, I think, especially, and I'm biased because we're in the SEC and it's very high level of talent is recruited, but you're recruited at the highest levels, that it seems like talent becomes the difference between the talent. That's what I was asking Chris. It becomes very narrow at that point. What's the difference maker? What's the differentiator? So as you continue to climb in the business, obviously we want to make this in your business world, that you continue to develop your talent, but is talent enough?
Yeah.
You say, well, I'm pretty good at what I do. Actually, I'm the best at what I do. Is that enough? And I thought, when Rylan went from high school, where he was an outstanding, head-above-shoulders performer with every – now he's in an SEC school.
Yeah.
Boom. Why did he do that? But then he just he's there. And then now the next level, boom. But how he's just there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking – so I wanted your insight on that.
Well, I appreciate it. I think for me – there's so many lessons to learn. It's just personal from sports in the leadership world. And so sports are very limited time, and then you move into your career. But I love this, because as we were going through it, I was thinking about, man, how do we relate this and the principles of what Rylan has experienced? Mm-hmm. And his mom and I are super proud of him. To what does it look like every day for us to be leading people, influencing people, being in the office? And so we're going to tie this in today, and I think it fits really, really well. Man, it has been an incredible ride for us this year to watch our son participate in a team that has won a national championship, and to be part of that forever, and then watch him celebrate. He's still finding his way on the team, played in 6 games this year, and is just being patient. We'll talk about this a little bit later, which we as leaders need to be at times. We may want more than what's there for us right now. But one of the things when you said this was, as he was recruited, he knew what he was getting into. All right. He had several options to go different places, and he knew where he was going, which was a very competitive team, a very competitive practice. And so I think at any level, when you begin to move your way up your career, whether it's your peers, leaders, specifically here, the talent is at the highest level. Mm-hmm. And what begins to separate them from each other at that level is that, now there are some outliers. Let me say this. There are some outliers that just have immense amount of talent that don't work hard. It's eventually going to catch up to them when they take that next step to the pros, as you mentioned. But I think the difference is, and like John says, that talent is never enough. Talent is given, but you must earn the success behind that talent that is given. What I love about this is one of my favorite books John ever wrote was that talent is never enough. I think the title has changed. I can't remember the title of it right now. But it also reminds me of a quote from an NBA coach, Tim Noteke. It said, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Yes. So I'm just going to go through. I've thought through four or five, maybe five ways that
Perry loves the number five, which is why he and I still are on the podcast together. That's right.
The choices that talented people need to make if they're going to move from talent to success. And I think that I will present these, and maybe you could just give the insights of what you've seen from Ryland, but also how we apply this to our corporate life and to growing as talented people in the workplace. But number one for me was, and I'm fortunate enough to know Ryland and be able to ask him a few of these myself, but number one, belief in yourself and your talent. Do you believe in yourself to do that? How important is that?
Well, let me first start by saying you won't always believe in yourself. There's a transition time. And whether you get a promotion, whether you get moved to a different team or whatever, like there are going to be times in your journey that you don't believe in yourself. There were conversations that I've had with Ryland along the way, especially when he first got there, right? And he started looking at some of the older upperclassmen going,
yeah, because he went to high school where he was
what am I doing here?
Big dude. But when he got to Georgia, he's not that big anymore compared to these guys. And thinking, do you doubt yourself?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. And he actually received some coaching from some of the older players and said, hey, you're going to go through times and you're going to be sitting on your bed going in the morning, do I even belong here?
Right.
Can I compete here? And so there's going to be a transition time, no matter what role you're serving in, to where you're going to have some of those doubts. And that's why I want to just say the other thing, which is I think there's a lot about not only believing in yourself physically, whatever that might be. In this case, it's competing on the field, but also making sure that you believe in yourself mentally. Because we were just talking about this. We had the opportunity to play golf a little bit, and we were talking about just the mental approach and what we tell ourselves turns into the action of really what's happening. So do you believe those thoughts that you're telling yourself? And so I think there's a mental approach. Do you believe that you belong at that table? Do you believe that you belong in that meeting? The last thing I'll say about this is I would say that, man, you got to believe in yourself and your talent, even when you're defeated daily, right? Like, I mean, you and I have had the opportunity to lead at high levels, and there's not a day that doesn't go by where we go, yeah, well, we screwed that up, right? Like, we messed that up. We didn't have that right answer. And so I think that if you prepare yourself to understand that you are going to be defeated daily from a mental standpoint and a physical standpoint and learn from it, that will help you tremendously, because there were many phone conversations that Ryland and I had where there was both mental and physical disbelief, I guess, maybe. And so we had to have a few conversations. And it's interesting to see him now to where I began to get phone calls into his first season and now even in today where he's like, hey, I think the game's slowing down a little bit. And I go, the game's not slowing down. Have you seen Georgia's defense lately, which he goes up against in practice every day? The game's not slowing down. Your ability to compete at that level is beginning to come up. So believe in yourself, right? And so same thing with us. We're gonna walk into meetings and be like, I don't belong in this meeting. How did I get here? And so you got to have that approach.
All the time. Coach, the people we coach are high level. Who am I?
Yeah. Why am I coaching?
I'm on the stage in front of an audience. Who am I to be?
Yeah.
Like, well, I've worked hard, but I'm still learning. But I love that.
You and I had this conversation just last week. We have an organization, the CEO, founder, family, running a very successful business. And I said, Perry, I need you to coach this individual. And you go, I don't know. Right. And I was like, no. Yeah. You got to do it. So I think, this is relative for us, even, well, some of us are older than others, but as we get older.
Okay. Number two, initiative. I feel like the talented people can sometimes sit back and say, I'm the talented people. But I think if you make a choice for success, that you're really going to take the initiative, you're going to jump in, you're not going to wait to be noticed, you're going to take actions. I'm thinking about Ryland, have been tempting to go stand on the sidelines and wait to be invited. But how do you see this ability to initiate with both Ryland and in the workplace?
Yeah, I think a couple things come to mind here. There's two examples that right away come to mind from an initiative where I think you want to make yourself available. to your organization, to your leaders, to do additional things, whatever that might be. It might even be outside your job scope, your job responsibility, right? Like, but take the initiative to do that. And so there's two things that I think about with Ryland. The first one is, as he was coming up and he was a senior in high school, he was invited to the U.S. Army All-American kind of combine and camps and all kinds of stuff. And so we went out to San Antonio, and they had two sessions for players to participate in. And you got to imagine, like, the level of what's going on at these camps. Everybody's trying to get attention and run reps and all kinds of stuff. And the first camp was in the morning. Rye was scheduled. Well, they were bringing in another camp right behind them, another group, and he wasn't satisfied with the number of reps that he got in that first session. So he sat on the bench. That first group left. He saw that other group coming in. He's like, I'm just going to join the second group. I was like, what's he doing? And literally he ran reps and had more production and learned more and was involved in more plays in that second group because he took the initiative to stay and maybe get some extra work. Now, was he supposed to do that? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. But I love seeing that, right? He's like, hey, I'm here. Yeah. I don't take the initiative. The other part is while he's coming up through the system right now and he's learning, he takes the initiative. I watch him do this every single game where he knows he's not going to get any reps unless it's towards the end of the game right now. And it's a blowout, but he is out in every huddle. He is listening. He knows the plays. He's watching and he's saying, hey, if I were to be in there, what would I do here? What would I do that? What is this? And so he's taking that initiative to be a part of that. Same thing. I have team members on my team right now that they don't have a responsibility, but they go, hey, I want to be in that meeting. I just want to observe. I want to see what's going on. So take that initiative in order to be prepared for when your turn comes.
And be willing to do what others won't.
Yeah,
Do the extra work. Number three was around focus, that John says, with focus, your talent and abilities gain direction and intentionality. There's no lack of distractions in the SEC. There's no lack of distractions on my calendar and in my office every day. How does you think focus really help talent find success?
Yeah, control what you can control. There are going to be things that you can't control in your career and in your path and where you're going and in the deliverable of the organization. And I think you've got to every day get up and just do the best you can and control what you can control. The other thing is, I always talk to Ryland about, hey, keep the bigger picture in mind. You know what your plan is. You know that, hey, personally, you're going to have to work a little harder. You may have to wait a little bit longer, but you know why you're here. Mm-hmm. And so control what you can control, and then it's going to show up someday down the road. And so that's got to be your focus. Although it's discouraging, right? They work so hard during practice, and then maybe he doesn't get any reps on that Saturday. That's discouraging, right? Yeah. But he's got to come back and focus. What is your bigger picture here? And so we may see other team members get rewarded, compensated, get opportunities to where we're like, oh, man, that's discouraging for me. I wanted that opportunity. But, man, just focus and control what you can control keep the long picture.
I love that bigger picture. That's huge. Number four, preparation. This one may seem obvious, but I've noticed that talented people sometimes don't think they need to prepare. They think they can just wing it. I've seen that myself in some of the talent that I've worked with. They don't seem to need to. I got the natural talent. What do I need to prepare for? But preparation, I think, really puts you down. John actually says the talent plus preparation equals a talent plus person. What do you see in how this relates to Ryland in the business world?
Yeah, I think for me, it goes back to even that example I was just using a minute ago about initiative. Like, he is mentally preparing himself and being in the huddles and understanding what the plays happen and all those kind of things. What come to mind here, even outside of Ryland, was I remember hearing Peyton Manning speak a couple of years ago, and he said, hey, pressure is something you feel if you're not prepared. Hmm. And I began thinking about what you and I do. Yeah. And whether it's coaching, whether it's leading a team, whether it's doing a keynote speech. And, man, I know you're prepared. I know myself, I feel more prepared, even coming in here and delivering these podcasts to add value to you. Perry has spent a ton of time preparing and setting this content up. And so I think, again, if you have the opportunity to meet with peers or meet with leaders or present something, man, spend so much time preparing for it that you just feel so comfortable in those meetings, in those moments, that you get something out of it. But more importantly, you begin to show your value to the people that you're either meeting with or speaking to or maybe even playing for on a team?
Yeah, I asked when people I was coaching, they told me they hadn't. I said, what did you do to prepare? And they said, I really don't do much. It just comes natural to me. I said, are you an amateur or are you a pro? And they go, what? I go, do people, I was a sales guy. I said, do people know you get paid money for selling them stuff? He goes, yeah. I go, that makes you a professional seller. What do you think professional sellers do that amateur sellers don't do? I got real quiet. I thought, yeah, if you're a pro and in the sports or in business, you prepare. You go. Tiger Woods doesn't come off the course and go to the pub. He goes to the range with a coach, and he works, and he works. So, all right, last one, number five, perseverance. I think this is another probably obvious, but most everyone playing at the highest level has faced setbacks, disappointments along the way. Many may question whether it's worth it or not, and you mentioned that, you know, Ryland may be questioning that. John says you succeed because you're determined to, not because you're destined to. I love that.
Yeah.
That how many times do we want to quit and think, I just don't have what it takes? But where does perseverance play in this?
I don't want the listeners to miss John's quote right there. I think, man, that was so good where he says, hey, listen, you succeed because you're determined, not because you're destined to. So what is the determination level, right? For Ryland, I think this is probably the greatest attribute that his mom and I have seen lived out over the last 2 or 3 years. And he has it. And he keeps finding a deeper level of it as he faces injuries, which he has. It's kind of the first year and a half, 2 years. And not easy injuries, but it's always kind of set him back. And yet he continues to persevere. Or even just at this level, the recruiting, right? I mean, That's what good, successful programs do. They recruit at the highest level. Well, by the way, so does your organization, right? They're going to continue to bring in talent that allows the organization to continue to lift its lid. And so I think as I look through this and the way that he has persevered through injury and the recruiting process has motivated me, which is weird where you say, oh, man, my child has motivated me. But when I see this lived out, it's like, man, that's awesome. If I could have just a little bit more of that in my organizational journey and development, then I would be much better off. I think when you think about this perseverance, John talks about the disappointment gap, and he talks about kind of the expectations and reality. So what I did was I said, okay, what is your timing versus what is really going to be reality? And these kids or us as team members come in and go, well, I want to do keynote speeches for IBM and I want to go worldwide, right? Like, okay, that's your expectation. That's great. But the reality is X. Same thing with Ryland, where he's figuring out what that is. In between there is a disappointment gap that John talks about. So as you begin to deal with perseverance, understand and set proper expectations of your career journey in order to shrink that disappointment gap. The other thing I wrote down here was, as leaders, as people with influence in organization, your compensation now is because of what you have done in the past. And the only way to get to this point is to persevere through all of that stuff, all of the people that have been hired in the organization, all of the people that maybe have come and gone, all of the setbacks that you have. And so as I think about this, you know, for Ryland, it's the same thing. There's going to be a day where he's going to contribute more and more and more. And that feeling and that reward and that compensation is going to come through what he has persevered for over the last couple of years with injuries and recruits. So before I throw it to you, Perry, to wrap up, if you have listened to this today and you just love the content between athletics and leadership, I want to encourage you, Don Yeager, who has become one of our thought leaders here at the John Maxwell Enterprise, has a corporate competitor podcast. And here's the subtitle. He says, How Sports Shaped Today's Business Icons. Now, some may just use the word icon, right? But he's not kidding.
No, it's great.
It's great. And the last one I just listened to, Condoleezza Rice was on there.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you right now, if you want to learn more about the influence of sports on business icons and business leaders, tremendous leadership lessons, go to iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, and search Corporate Competitor Podcast by Don Yeager, and make sure you subscribe to it. Perry, go ahead and wrap it up for us.
Fantastic. Thank you, Chris, for being candid and open. I know it's personal, but we're all proud of Ryland and the team and what they've done. But it is, you know, the question to ask yourself is, you know, I know you have talent. You're good at what you do or you wouldn't be doing it. But are you a talent plus person? And are there things you need to do to move from just being talented to actually finding success. And, you know, I love some of these lessons on, you know, where's your focus? Are you persevering? Are you determined? Are you being prepared? Are you learning how to add value to others by adding to you? You can't give what you don't have. So we want to be pouring into ourselves so we can be pouring into others. And when you begin to do that and say, yeah, I've got talent, but I'm not there yet. I'm in a journey. All of us are in That's a journey. Good. And so we want to be growing, we want to be learning, and we want to be finding that next level. And I'll tell you this, what I've learned is there's always a next level. No matter where you think you are, there's always a next level. So really grateful that you would be share this with us and a lot of your pride with your family. And
Absolutely.
If I didn't mention it earlier, go Dogs. we enjoyed the season, but that's what we did in the past. Now we've got to look to the future.
That's right.
And if we haven't told you lately, we're grateful that you would join us here. That's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast. Please go to johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast if you'd like to leave us a message or a question. Thank you.